Delighted to have you in the podcast where all stories are welcome and the masks come off. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Shilpa. Welcome to Coffee with and Soul and Soul Brews with Shiba. I'm so delighted to have you here with me for this Soul Brew.
I'm very delighted to be conversing with you today, Shiba. Looking forward to it for the past few days since we spoke last.
Lovely, lovely. And thank you so much for making the time for this, Shilpa.
My pleasure, absolutely.
All right. Do you have your cup of coffee with you?
Oh, yes.
All right. So this is to welcome you and let's raise a toast to life. It's wonderful to have you here. To life. Cheers. Yes. Great. All right. Shilpa, can I ask you to hold this cup in your palms and just nestle it in your palms, please? And if you can just sit back. Close your eyes. And just breathe and relax. Tell me, if any images come up for you, what do you see?
I see myself sitting on very, very lush grass. There's a waterfall nearby. I can't see it, but I can hear it. And there's this amazing bright light, which is coming maybe from the skies. And I think it's just going right through me. Yeah.
Yep, just enjoy it. And whenever you're ready, open your eyes and put your cup down and talk to me about it. What does this mean to you, this lush green grass, the sound of the waterfall, and this white light going through you? What does it mean?
I think, you know, it describes me very much in, if I think, you know, and I reflect a bit, Shiba, about how I feel these days. A lot at peace. Working towards, you know, really getting that harmony which I want and I've always wanted, to be grounded, I guess, and you know, forge deeper connections. So I think maybe just even sitting on that grass is something that I hadn't done in for many years, right? And perhaps, you know, this brings back that want to do it, as well as, something that I perhaps have been doing in the last few weeks and months now.
What does that do for you?
I think it allows me to open myself up and to reach out, whether it is to people, whether it is to objects in my environment, whether it is to mediums, which I think I love to use for my expression, whether it is writing, could be maybe a LinkedIn post, could be even a WhatsApp message, could be, a short note to my son who's now far away from me. I think, you know, just expression and connection and then maybe, you know, that sound of the waterfall is that, you know, there is life there is energy and there is, you know, so much happening around. And though you may not be able to see everything, but just the fact that you know it exists and that's why the sound is there, I think, you know. So maybe one can call it faith. Not in a religious way, but just belief that, everything that you desire, can be yours.
That's wonderful. It's beautiful to hear. And this connection, this expression, is this something new, Shilpa? Is it something that's evolved or is it something that's been there? What's your sense on that?
So I think it was always latent, and I'm someone who loves being around people. Mm. I am an ambivert. And I can be, an introvert when I want to. I can go into my space and hibernate there comfortably. And I can be on a stage talking to 5,000 people and just enjoying that moment as well, right? But you know, what happened was that having led a busy corporate life, sometimes you're running very fast.
Right.
And you connect with many people, but they remain contacts, right? Mm. I mean, you don't spend the time necessary to make that a deeper connection.
Right, right.
So I think, you know, it's connection back with myself, which I've always desired, but maybe didn't prioritize. Mm. Connection with family and people around me, where again they always understood that I was a busy person and didn't want to come in the way of anything, which I appreciated. But I think, you know, that made me miss out on moments which could have been so special, and then that's where I think I just feel more deeply connected to everything and everyone around me, even strangers for some reason.
I understand, and that's very beautiful to hear, you know, because ultimately it is about these connections and connectedness and feeling and realizing that actually it is all interconnected, and you bring that out so beautifully. Thank you for sharing that with me, Shilpa. Just this leads me very nicely to the next question, particularly on connection At what point on your journey are you now? I know you've started Shri Mantra, and you need to tell us. I'd love to hear more about what made you start that. And if you can just take us through your journey till now, you know, how it has been, and arriving at what you're doing currently and what made that happen. We'd love to hear the highs, the lows, some
different. Sure. Oh yes, and it's quite a masala movie, and you know, all of that and more. So a recap would be very interesting. So for me, I think I'm a Delhi girl, born and brought up here. Grew up with wonderful parents, very strong value system, support, love. The feeling of, you know, how do you nurture children with high self-esteem? I think, you know, I really owe that back. And as I study about those subjects more now that I'm a mom myself, I say, oh, wow, you know, it's a blessing to have parents who understand that and they get it, right?
Yes.
They made me marry you know, said yes gladly when I wanted to marry the man I wanted to marry, do what I wanted to do in terms of studying. Though they felt differently, but they said, hey, you know, it's your life and we respect that at the end of the day. And and that was beautiful. Were very supportive of my career choices. And I started my initial thought was to become an entrepreneur, and I studied international marketing and business to be able to come back and do that for myself. And then man or woman, you know, proposes, and then God proposes. So that was happening, you know, a bit in my life. And then I said, okay, you know, a good offer started coming. And my first job was to really take Indian beer to international markets.
Wow. Okay that's fabulous. Yeah.
Yeah. And I had absolutely no idea of types of beers and, you know, so when you immerse yourself in a topic, you realize that, oh my God, one can learn so much about everything in life. So it was beer in high fashion with an Indian organization. And my job was to help them set up in the US and then in Europe, and set up our offices there, make entry points into those markets, which were really lucrative, design the strategy around it. And this is a young 20-something, right?
I mean, amazing, amazing, yeah. Shilpa. Yeah, what so, a break, no?
So for people to have that kind of trust was yeah. again, I mean, it's very big responsibility. Sure. Yeah. And I was supposed to go to the US, just had got my visa to go set up our office in New York, where I, you know, I mean, almost bags packed, mom worrying, oh my God, what is this kid going to do in New York all by herself, and all of that had started. And then I long story short, happened to meet a Swedish gentleman. And he was starting up a brand called Oriflame, natural Swedish. Yes, back in 95. And and it was just very interesting to meet him. Mm-hmm. He said or claimed that he had met about 40 guys and he just couldn't find anybody who could take over from him and run this project in India and make it, you know, a big organization.
Right.
So I was, you know, I'm all bags packed and I'm going now, but I wish I could have helped you.
Right.
Just a few things. And I had no idea that he was, in a way, doing a mock interview with me in a very social setting. But when we started to talk, you know, he said something really interesting. And he said that, Shilpa, see, you can either sell beer and overpriced clothes for the next few years of your life. And I know you'll do a good job of it. Or you can actually stay back in your own country and create a business model that could empower women and families in your country to literally fulfill their dreams and change their lives.
Right, right.
He says, and then he says, of course, it's your life. I mean, you decide, you know, no pressure.
Yeah,
and I said, yeah, sure. But, you know, it was a very interesting conversation. And I had no idea of the model and what they were planning to do at that point in time. But I asked for a second meeting because it intrigued me. And the model was that of direct sales or what we call a social selling. And women in those days did not have avenues to make second careers you know, the maximum you could do was maybe give tuitions, right? And not everybody wanted to do that. And the money wasn't very good. So this seemed something which was quite amazing. With little or no investment, almost nil education required, with a zeal to be an entrepreneur, you could change your world. And
did that happen? Did you see that happening? You took it on. You took it on, right?
And yes, I took it on. And and that really sort of exposed me to a large part of how our country lives. Women, you know, every social strata, their dreams, what can happen when women become a community and the sheer power of that. And 16 long years with that brand, then I moved on to a German brand called Forwork for the project here. So German company was working for their American division with a Brazilian CEO at that time. So that was a lot of fun as well.
Right.
Was then headhunted out for Tupperware brands. And my last assignment in the corporate world was as the managing director for Tupperware India.
Right.
And again, I think iconic brand, amazing success story around the world.
Sure.
Both products and what they've done again for women and the communities built around those women.
Here.
Yes.
So is this thing about building up women and empowering them and giving them back their sense of self and freedom? And has that been like a theme? Do you see that as a theme running through your work life? And is that what has led to for you to form Shrimantra?
Shrimantra now. Yeah, absolutely. So you know, if you see that red thread, it has, I would say, maybe three pillars.
Why red thread?
Women. Right. And empowering them. The second is entrepreneurship. And the third is leadership and the limitless potential I see in human beings, men and women, to you know, become leaders or emerge leaders and become their best version. Right. Even if they don't want to be a leader, but at least propel themselves to a path where they can emerge as their best version. Right.
Sure.
Which is good for them, good for those was around them. So these are three pillars, and you'll see that as the red thread in my career choices over the years. That made me start also Uno Mantra. So I'll back up a bit before She Mantra, which is my business strategy consulting firm, right. Shiva.
Yeah.
And my technique there is called PERT positioning, which means supporting leaders, teams, brands and organizations to discover their core purpose, right? And then build strategy out of that purpose.
Mm.
And when one sees that, right? So they say everybody is born twice, the day you are actually born and then the day you discover why you were born,
correct.
Right? And then I see many organizations just attempting to grow without even knowing why they exist.
Yeah.
And that's where we see a disconnect, we see disengagement, we see disillusionment, we see the tendency to take shortcuts and not play the infinite game, which Simon Sinek is talking.
Simon Sinek, yes. Yeah.
Right? But really to see everything with blinkers on and not feel abundance while growing your businesses.
So
that made me, you know, set up that. But once, you know, we were in the whole lockdown scenario and I started working with my clients on re-strategizing, rethinking models, everything, distribution, product, you name it, communication. I realized that a lot of the women-led coaching and consulting businesses in India today are, first of all, there are few, not too many. And then they are run by solopreneurs or women who have smaller firms.
Right.
So if mid-size and bigger firms are in such trouble, what must be happening to, you know, these women?
Mm.
So that sort of brought about the whole idea of She Mantra. And our purpose is really to bring women led coaching and consulting businesses together, get the women to, you know, become like a support community.
Yeah.
But I would say, even more than that, you know, to really be able to challenge each other and to say that, hey, you know, we can do better. We can think bigger. We can learn some more. There's a lot more I haven't done, but, you know, seeing all the inspiration around, I can do
more. It's very powerful. Yes. You know, yeah. What you're saying and sharing and what this community is kind of growing into, one can see that. And, you know, you really are. So, what's your why?
What's my why? I would say it is to support everyone around me to actually discover their why. And then, you know, once we are living our whys, to be able to enjoy in that flow state, right? Mm-hmm. Because then a lot of things don't have to be about, you know, my ego versus yours or this versus that. I think, again, I go back to my theme of connection and it can be beautiful. It can be effortless. It can be meaningful and it can be fun. You know, it doesn't have to be serious and boring and, you know, deep all the time. It can be... a lot of fun, a lot of laughter, a lot of backslapping because you're enjoying what you're doing, you know.
Absolutely.
And it could be anything. So So I think, you know, I mean that's one why and there are various ways I can interpret it.
Yes.
I mean, it can be done through inspiration, and that's very big. You know, to inspire is one of my personal values. It's a core value for me.
Right.
And I'd like to help people see the good in themselves and work from that place and build from that place and then I think, you know, it's possible to live your why, right? Mm. Because you are starting from a place of positivity rather than saying that I can't or it's too difficult. Or nobody's with me.
Mm.
Change the dialogue to reflect upon what all exists inside, which can help you.
So if I was to ask you to outline three things that you feel could be learned from what you're saying, what do you think those would be? For somebody watching this right now, starting out, at crossroads, wanting to achieve, wanting to find their way. stuff, maybe.
Yeah. So I really feel that the first thing is to create a lot of awareness about who you are as a person, right? Because many of us, like I was doing, I mean, you run from morning till evening and then you're excited because you think you're living your why, and it's pleasurable. It gives you back so much. And, you know, and otherwise it's difficult to work 12 or 18 hours consistently for so many years, right? But really to take out time for yourself and get to a position of self-awareness to know what you are and what you are not. So that would be the first. I think it's a starting point.
Absolutely.
Right. The second is that once you have more knowledge about who you are, there's more awareness, learning to find peace with who you are.
Acceptance, right?
Acceptance, exactly, as the next step, because you know, suddenly becoming aware can be very messy. It can throw up emotions, it can make you hate yourself, it can make you judge yourself and those around you unfairly. So, I mean, it's not an easy process, but the important thing is then to come to that point of acceptance and say that, you know, I'm okay. But the third thing is very important post that, okay, so who am I and why have I been put here? And then go deep as to why have I been put here? Why have I been put here in this home, in this country, on this planet? Right? And then, you know, when you ask that why, I mean, teachers will appear. Somebody will talk about ikigai and invite you to a workshop to help you soul search more in a structured format. A book will pop up and which will make you think. Or conversation like this will suddenly come into your life, which will make you go deeper. And that's learning. I learn with every conversation. I'm learning right now, even as I talk, because, changing something inside me, right? So I think these are the three things I would say: self-awareness and acceptance, and then action to really live your purpose and to know why have I been sent here.
So self-awareness and getting some insights around that, and self-acceptance, and then taking action for self, and that would be turning your insights into action. I know that sounds great for somebody to just look at and understand what is it that they need to do to repurpose for themselves. Yes. And that was very powerfully shared.
Thank you,
Shilpa. Is there an adage you live by, like a metaphor for life? And it could be your go-to thought or feeling.
I would say, I think more and more, everything for me comes back to the word abundance. And then there could be metaphors, there could be other words, but I think, you know, this word is so powerful that and it stayed with me, right? In fact, one of the principles of Shri Mantra is also abundance.
Correct.
That there's enough for everybody, and there's enough in us, our own self, and then imagine if we get together, what can we not achieve, right?
Absolutely.
So beautiful. So I think, you know, this word, it was a word for me at one point in time, but today I think it's something that I live for. And it's a feeling that I would cherish and I would want to be enveloped with, every minute of the day. So
what was the journey on that, reaching to that space of living abundance? What made it turn from a word to your being?
That's a really deep, reflective question. Honestly, I don't know when that switch would have happened. And I think, you know, these things have a way of finding you if you don't run away from them for too long. And And I think, you know, the last, in fact, before I started my own firm, Uno Mantra, I really felt that what is it that could move me from success to significance? So actually that was a precursor. And when I started asking myself that question, I mean, then I found answers and then I acted upon those. But then, you know, I realized that when you're—
I'm just coming in here. Yeah. Let's stop for a second and listen to the cadence of that statement, which it says from success to significance.
Significance.
And I think that's very powerful. So that kind of needs to be paused on, because it's from success to significance. Eh?
Yes.
There's a whole map. There's a whole journey there. So
yeah.
I just wanted to underline that. Go ahead.
Thank you. So for me, I think that was the starting point where I started to ask myself, what would that look like?
Mm.
How would I show up like if, you know?
Mm.
So, and a lot of related conversations with my own self in that space. Mm. And there I felt that I was getting into a zone where it felt that there's enough. You know, and there's this happy feeling. There's no reason to compete. In fact, the more you give, the more, you know, you get back in so many different ways: satisfaction, happiness. Like I said before, I mean, I grew up in a family which is large-hearted, and it was a lot about giving, which I think you imbibe.
Right.
But now I truly started to sort of see that for myself.
So,
if somebody was mean, I could take a pause and I could separate myself from, you know, immediately maybe reacting or even responding to say, okay, right. This has happened. This has been said. Why? So the word why then became very important for many reasons, and that started to tell me that again how connected we are. I mean, the universe has a plan for everybody. You wouldn't be sent here without the tools and the enablers. You're not sent here to fail.
Correct.
but you know, you've been sent on an adventure. And the tools will show up, or you'll have to maybe go and dig out a few or put the pieces together to make one big tool which is useful. So it's not going to come easy to you. You'll have to be very masterful in collecting those tools along the way and using them, right? But the more you do it, the better you will get. And each one has a tool of their own. So it doesn't matter if I have 100 and someone has 500, because maybe they need 500. I have 100, then I'm good with 100. But then if I see a bigger dream or I have a different reality, then maybe I will need 200. And I have to strive harder to maybe find the next 100, which would enable me to live that bigger reality, right? So it's not about complacency. It's not about settling. It's about, you know, being able to discover what's there for you, right? So suddenly when you see it like that, that clarity is beautiful, Sheba, because there's no sense of competition. There's this sense of that we are all on this and we all have to, you know, reach whatever destination we've decided for ourselves.
Absolutely.
At the speed we've decided for ourselves. And if I can do something for you on the way, I'll be very happy. Sometimes I might have a fall, and if you can, you know, hold my hand and then raise me up at that time and not let me give up, wouldn't that be great? Right? So I think, you know, that— I call that a
absolutely, and I see what you're highlighting here and what you're living, because it's really about exploring connectedness with its full— with the full intention of understanding how it shows up and how it works, and understanding abundance in that light. I think that is very powerful. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you feel you could have done differently, Shilpa, in your life?
Yeah, I think I could have gone easier on myself and taken more moments to smell the roses mm-hmm. along the way. Because for me, these were self-inflicted high standards. I have been guilty of being a perfectionist. Mm. I think that was important that things, you know, look and feel a certain way if they have my fingerprints on them. Mm. And then that's where I think, you know, all those, these are not regrets. I think I've still discovered them at a good age. Mm. But things like prioritizing health, prioritizing, again, relationships and connections, prioritizing things which give you immense joy, right? Outside of what you're really doing as well, I mean, in terms of work or career. So that was a very beautiful part of my whole journey. And I would not change any of that. But I think I could still be a lot more things for myself than a professional who's a perfectionist. So that's what I would change, yeah.
Right, okay. And you're working on it actively now. I mean, you are already in a space where...
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. And then one sees that in the ease and flow of being now, right?
Right.
And probably we move into it more and more as we go.
Yes.
Keep
expanding. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. Your unique lens on life, if I was to ask you to think about, as I believe that every individual has something very unique to offer, and nobody else can. Nobody else can offer what you offer because you are just one Shilpa, right? Ashwani, mm-hmm. in this world. And so each one of us has a gift to give to humankind as in their own very special, very beautiful way. What's yours?
To inspire you to be your best version and be relentless about it.
Mm.
And sometimes do it with a lot of love. Sometimes do it with throwing a challenge.
Mm.
Sometimes just giving a hug. it could come to you in many different ways, but to me, I think, that's one word I have learned now that's very much me. And I mean it, you know, when I see that.
What does it give you, Shilpa, when you see people? What does it give you when this happens for someone and they are the best version of themselves and they, what does that do for you?
I think it just fills me with such immense joy, difficult to describe. So it's when you have someone you've groomed at work and that person can do things even better than you and make you proud, right? Amazing feeling.
Mm.
Your son develops better habits than you and you still profess to be the mom, but inside you know that he's got the discipline and I'm the one who's lazy now. But it's such a great feeling, right? When you get a message from the other end of the world from a complete stranger saying that, you know, I was giving up on something and, you know, you wrote that post that morning. Mm. I read it and this is what I did after that. And here I am. I had to get back to you and say thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so powerful. No?
And I have no idea who that person is, what I meant for him that day or, and many people write to me saying that we feel you write for us, you know, when many different people can say that, I mean, just for something you've written for your own self,
correct.
You know, anybody else. I think it's a, again, abundance, I mean, you know, blessings.
Absolutely. And that's along with what you're saying, what comes to me is the sense of self expands, right?
Yes.
In the sense that it's not just yourself. I mean, yourself includes so many others. And then takes you to that space of oneself, oneself, which uno self, right?
Yes.
So I think as so, I think you're on to something here, Shilpa, and it's wonderful that you're the way that you're exploring it and being with it and letting it take over your life instead of trying to guide it. Is the sense I'm getting is that
yes.
it's moving on its own steam. Correct. And you are open and surrendered to it more and more. Maybe moments when we kind of say, oh, what's happening? But then you are looking at working. Am I correct in that understanding?
Absolutely. I think, you know, nobody's articulated that so beautifully before, Shiba. And this to me has been a very reflective conversation. And maybe I think the first time that I'm really voicing everything I have been experiencing. Mm. Some of it consciously, some maybe even subconsciously, but to just be able to say it to another person, I think I can't thank you enough for even, you know, giving this time and hearing me out today. I think it's a place of ease, it's a place of happiness, it's a place of excitement as well. Yeah. You know, there is that feeling or sense of, okay, what next? Where will this take?
Yes.
So rather than wanting a predictable life and structuring everything, I think it's just a new way of being.
And it's very freeing, right? It gives a lot of, that's what I'm sensing as I hear you, that it is. That's beautiful, Shilpa. Is there anything else you'd like to share with me and through me in this soul brew with others who listen to these brews?
Oh, well, start having more conversations. Do what Shiba started, right? when everybody felt that we were literally locked in, I think you reached out. And how? I think what the world needs more of are these really real heart-to-heart conversations. Which could inspire, they could make you think, they could, you know, make a deeper connection with someone you did not really know that well before. Mm-hmm. And suddenly, you know, none of us will find ourselves alone. All we need to do is first reach out.
Absolutely.
Right? It may not just come as an invitation. I was lucky. For me, it came as an invitation. But I think for that also, you need to do something. I invited you into She Mantra.
Yes.
And you said yes. And then that's how we got to know each other and the beautiful work, you know, we are doing in our individual spaces. I think, just more conversations. Less doubt, less cynicism, less disbelief, less mistrust, more love, more conversations.
And the time is ripe, isn't it? And you've articulated this so beautifully, Shilpa. Thank you so much for the time that you have spent on this soul brew with me. I've thoroughly enjoyed our conversation and also getting to know you a little bit more. And hopefully, when all this craziness of the pandemic ends, we actually sit and have a coffee in person and catch up more on each other's lives.
Absolutely. And more power to you, Shiba. Thanks for inviting me today. I think it's just been selfishly, a time that I will cherish forever. I think it turned out to be an extremely interesting conversation and you just allowed me to be me and to flow with your questions. So thank you so much. It was powerful.
It was a pleasure. And, you know, when you say selfish, the self needs to be loved. It needs to be loved. And, you know, get everybody's, it needs to be embraced.
Correct.
So I'm so glad that you found, you know, you took the space to do that. I'm absolutely delighted with that outcome. So thank you so much, Shilpa.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you take care. Stay well, stay safe. And all the very best in all that you endeavor to do in terms of expanding abundance.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time and attention and for being a part of Soul Brews with Shiba. Until next week, keep the coffee swirling.